It is the Anfield app, Neil Atkinson with Tezza Simakulwa, with Kev Walsh, with Mike Kearney. It is a Monday. Listen, you don't have to tell me. It is the Friday show. I think I just said the Anfield app there because it is a Monday. That's what's in my head. That's what I normally do on Mondays, but I also do Friday show on Mondays as well. I named the show years ago, Kevin. I'm not changing it now.
And also, I really like it.
I like
a midweek Friday show. Friday show is probably my favourite Anfield app show. So to get two in a week, a surprise Friday show on a Tuesday, which I'm assuming when we're going to be able to listen to this.
Yeah, so
damn all about it, mate. I don't like the fact that we changed the name of the pink. I still call it the pink.
Ah, that's rock solid. I'm good. Let's stick with that all the way. Let's move ourselves forward. We're going to do this in bits. I'm not going to do it in the normal sort of chronological order because everything intertwines and we'll go from there. So I want to talk about the relegation picture first and foremost, Tezza. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to want to talk about what I'm calling the European morass, which is almost everyone who's not in the relegation picture, apart from obviously Burnley and Wolves, who I don't even count as in the relegation picture now. I just count them as relegated.
Yeah.
And then the Champions League picture, and then we'll do the title. And we've got callers coming all the way through. We've got Tom Fahey, we've got Anand Menon, and we've got Robbie Scotcher. But the relegation picture, Tezza, a.k.a. No, you're laughing at Tottenham the most.
Yeah, and they're really, really, really not good. They've hired Igor Tudor, which some people are kind of, you know, making a comparison of United bringing in Amorim. Tudor's famously known to play three at the back, and then he's changed his system against Fulham, and it didn't really come to any prevail, I think. What Tottenham have tried to do makes a bit of sense because I think Frank did have to go and it was a case of he was just kind of fighting a losing battle there and there was no way for him to kind of overturn everything that was going on behind the scenes. But I think what's probably a little bit more astounding is the fact that they went with someone like Tudor because he's an unknown quantity and he's here to essentially try and get them through a Champions League knockout stage, but also like keep them into the Premier League.
Just a mad line.
Yeah, without ever managing in the Premier League, and he probably doesn't have a connection to the club. Maybe they wanted something opposite to if they bring in someone who knows the club. You know, there might be a bit too much emotional attachment because I think players like, well, ex-players like Robbie Keane were mentioned and stuff like that. But I think they're just not good. And I think a lot of the players have, they've given up a little bit, almost in the sense of not giving up because they think they'll get relegated, but they're just looking at the situation as, well, I'm going to be at Tottenham next year, so it doesn't really matter.